From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. 1 week after Typhoon Haiyan struck the Philippines, people continue to flee from Tacloban and other areas leveled by the storm. International aid is pouring in more quickly, but NPR's Anthony Kuhn says recovery is expected to take months and concerns over security are escalating.
Law and order is an issue. We're standing on the street after midnight. A police armored vehicle just rolled by to enforce the curfew that's in effect from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. There have been concerns about looting, which was very widespread. The mayor also told us now that the business community is getting back a little of its confidence to do business. The reason they were not was because of this looting. They were afraid that if they opened their stores, they would be looted.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn. House Republicans are again taking aim at President Obama's health care overhaul with a vote scheduled this afternoon on a measure that allows insurers to keep offering plans that are not compliant with the requirements of the new law. This, a day after President Obama announced his version of a temporary fix to help millions who are threatened with being dropped by their health care plans. At the White House, President Obama will meet with insurance executives. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more on that.
President Obama tried to fix one major problem with the law by announcing that people on the individual health insurance market can keep their plans for an extra year, even if those plans don't meet the basic standards of the new law. But some insurance industry leaders and state commissioners say the fix won't work. They say it's too late to make this change, and even if they could, it might raise prices for everyone else in the marketplace. Now, President Obama will meet with some of those insurance company CEOs. According to a White House official, they will, quote, discuss ways to work together to help people enroll through the marketplace and efforts to minimize disruption for consumers as they transition to new coverage. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Activists report Syrian government airstrikes have killed a rebel commander of an Islamist brigade in Aleppo. Susanna George reports from Beirut. This comes amid a push from the Syrian government to take back rebel-held territory.
The commander, Yusuf al-Abbas, was known as Abu Tayyib. He led part of the Tawhid brigades, the Qatari-backed Islamist rebel group. YouTube video shows Abu Tayyib's body laid out in the middle of a crowd. Activists say two other commanders were injured in the raid. Aleppo was once Syria's commercial hub and most populous city, but for more than a year now, it's been the scene of a bloody stalemate. Earlier this month, Syrian government forces launched an offensive to retake rebel-held territory. In response, Islamist rebel groups issued a call for reinforcements. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George in Beirut.
Dow Jones Industrial Average up 41 points at 15,917. This is NPR. International negotiators are gearing up for the next round of nuclear talks with Iran. Ahead of Wednesday's meeting in Geneva, Iran's foreign minister expressed optimism but reiterated his government's demand to protect its, quote, nuclear rights. Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, says the Obama administration needs more time without new sanctions to pursue a deal.
To think that we could go from 0 to 60 overnight and come to Congress with a comprehensive deal that any of us would trust, having not probed it in this way, I think is not realistic.
Samantha Power speaking to CBS. The Tennessee Valley Authority will shut down 8 coal-fired boilers used to generate electricity. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the public utility is switching to fuels that emit less pollution.
The plants are in Alabama and Kentucky, where the coal industry has many supporters. TVA CEO Bill Johnson says lower electricity demand and tougher environmental regulations are two reasons the change is necessary. In the past, coal generated the majority of TVA's electricity, but Johnson says eventually it will account for only about 20% of production. The rest will be nuclear, natural gas, and a combination of hydro, renewables, and energy efficiency. The TVA is a self-supporting federal agency that generates electricity for businesses and about 9 million people in parts of 7 southeastern states. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
General Motors is recalling more than 44,000 Chevy Malibu midsize cars that might have problems with their window defrosters. The recall affects 2014 model year vehicles. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Carbonite, automatic and encrypted cloud backup solutions that provide access to backed up files from any device. Carbonite.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And kicking off the noon hour of the Blues Box, late Johnny Johnson on piano with a sort of a rollicking lead-in to a number from John Lee Hooker's disc, Mr. Lucky.
Over on me. Oh, love on me. Oh, but I done got wise to you, baby. And I ain't the fool that I used to be.
From 1966, that was B.B. King with a number called I Done Got Wise. Before hearing B.B., we heard John Lee Hooker from the disc Mr. Lucky. That one came out in 91. Hooker did a piece called I Want to Hug You. Again, Johnny Johnson was on piano on that particular track. Johnson was a pianist on a number of Chuck Berry's best-known hits. We're going to turn to Louisiana blues next here on KRVS. We're going to go up to Opelousas, listen to the late Roscoe Chenier. Roscoe passed away this past February. He had first recorded in 1957, and he had a very nice write-up, I think it was last year, in Living Blues magazine, one of the more respected blues trade magazines. Here's Roscoe Chenier from a self-titled release that came out in 1994, Roscoe with Come On Home.
Oh, shotgun, rifle and a pistol too. Yeah, but had a shotgun, a rifle and a pistol too. My butt would still have blisters if I took his gun to school. He didn't mess with his bullets, he didn't lock up his shotgun shell. He didn't lock up his bullets, cause we didn't mess with shotgun shell. One thing I remember, y'all, I gave his toolbox hell. My daddy's rule. I got guns and pistols, raised my sons by daddy's rule. They didn't mess with my shotgun, but I had to buy a new two. My daddy had a shotgun, a rifle, and a pistol too. Yeah, but had a shotgun, he had a rifle and a pistol too. Jail was the least of my worries if I took one of his guns to school. He would have killed me.
Baton Rouge blues man and composer Larry Garner from his disc Once Upon the Blues. That number, of course, Edward Had a Shotgun. Larry writing some very interesting lyrics from a lot of blues tunes over the years. Before hearing Larry Garner, we heard Roscoe Chenier, the late Roscoe Chenier from Opelousas. Again, we heard Roscoe from a 1994 release, and he did a piece for us called Come On Home. You're listening to the Blues Box. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour here on Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Donnie Broussard and the Louisiana Stars, and Briggs Brown and the Bayou Cajuns. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Music now from Mississippi-born J.B. Lenore. He headed up to Chicago back in the 1950s. Really fine songwriter. We're going to listen to one of his best-known pieces, a number about going down to New Orleans and having a wonderful time. Mojo Boogie is the name of this one. Again, J.B. Lenore.
Been in New Orleans and I so had a wonderful time. To me. She said, J.B., son, stop looking, listen to me. They got something knock you off on your feet. They got that mojo boogie, the mojo boogie. Got that mojo boogie bugging to slide on down. I thought she was talking about all Roman Algea. I said, ain't you please tell me that. You said they got the blues on them boogin' all them other.
the kind of thing. Even got that thing that call that mojo handy. Got the mojo boogie. The mojo boogie. Got that mojo boogie began to slide on down. I went to a nightclub, I was squeezing it tight. Below I believe that you caught him fine. Cause started fighting me in this mojo boogie. I had the mojo boogie. Had that mojo boogie began to slide on down.
All night before, found another man knocking on your door. Don't want you no more, sweet baby. Shake hands and tell your daddy goodbye. I don't want you no more, sweet baby. Shake hands and tell your daddy goodbye. Now I done all I could to get along with you. Still you passed me by. I worked all the winter when it was tough. With another man, you struck your stuff. I don't want you no more, sweet baby. Shake hands and tell your daddy goodbye. Let's get that girl out. I'm leaving tomorrow. There ain't no use screaming and crying. I was good when you were sick. I was good when you was well. No use to praying when you get in hell. I don't want you no more, sweet baby. Shake hands and tell your daddy goodbye. Now I don't want you no more, sweet baby. Shake hands and tell your daddy goodbye. When I done all I could to get along with you, still you passed me by. All the winter in the chill that when you give your loving to the other man. I don't want you no more, sweet baby. Shake hands and tell your daddy. Shake hands and tell your daddy. I don't want none of them kisses. Shake hands, tell your daddy goodbye.
John Mooney from what was his first album? That this one came out in 1979 and was titled Coming Your Way. And of course, with a number called Shake Hands and Tell Your Daddy Goodbye. John Mooney, originally from New Jersey, he when he was in his teens, he lived in Rochester, New York, and was mentored by the late, great Son House. And Mooney spent many, many years in Louisiana, sort of affected an interesting fusion of second-line rhythms and the classic Delta slide guitar. Before we heard John Mooney here on KRVS, we heard J.B. Lenore. We heard J.B. Lenore from 1965 doing his famous Mojo Boogie. We're going to turn next to Son House, the late great Delta blues man, first recorded with Charlie Patton up in Grafton, Wisconsin in the late 1920s. I think it was 29 that he was up there with Patton. And he mentored quite a number of people during his fairly long life, including Robert Johnson. We're going to listen to Son House, recorded for the Library of Congress in Robinsonville, Mississippi on the 17th of July in 1942. Here's Son House with Special Rider Blues.
When I'm going, I won't be back. When I leave this time, I'm going to hang on your door. I have to break a loop.
woman, won't you tell her this for me? Since she hit the highway, I'm just as blue as I can be. I got to call up Joe Friday and put him on my baby trail. I'm gonna get all of her loving if I have to break loose from jail.
From 1996, that was Alvin Youngblood Heart, one of a slew of, well, I guess a small number, actually, of neo-traditionalists that surfaced nationally in blues at the time. That, of course, one of his own compositions, a number called Joe Friday. Before we heard Alvin Youngblood Heart, we heard The Late Sun House from 1942, recorded in Robinsonville, Mississippi, for the Library of Congress Sun House, doing a number called Special Rider Blues. Next on KRVS, we're going to listen to Warner Williams from 2004. He's going to be doing an old Big Bill Brunzi tune from 1941.
I got a letter, came to me by mail. My little woman says she's coming home, and I hope that she don't fail. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good till I feel like balling jack. I went down to the station just to meet a train. My little woman says she's coming home, and I hope she ain't got any mane. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good till I feel like ballin' jack. So good, I hope I always will feel like a jackal with a genie way behind those hills. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good till I feel like balling jack. I love my whiskey, crazy about my Gordon gin. When I get high, you know what I feel like, floating around in the wind. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good till I feel like ballin' jack.
How y'all doing out there?
It's not right. Slow, roll me, baby, till I won't want no more. I say, roll me over, baby, yeah, roll me in slow. I want to roll me, baby, your daddy won't even want no more. Now, roll me, baby, she roll a wagon wheel. Now where you roll me, baby, don't know how to make me feel. I say, roll me over, baby, please roll me even slow. I want to roll me, baby, your daddy won't even want home. Roll me, baby, like a roll of cross-cut saw. Roll me, baby, till I say that's all it's on now. Roll me, baby, like a roll of cross-cut saw. I want you to roll me, baby, till I say that's all it's on. You know, I like my roll in the morning. I like my rolling light. Hey, I know you take your time. You know, I like my rolling, baby. You know, I like the laying light. You know, I tell you about the time we can make everything all right. Now, roll me, baby. Takes you all night long. Yeah, baby. Roll me, baby. If it takes you all night long. I'm on the roll me, baby. Till everybody begin to leave home. Now, look here, baby. You know I ain't got to go. Cause he ain't been better than the woman I loved yet before. But roll me over, baby. Yeah, roll me easy and slow. Now, I'm told you roll me, baby. Till your daddy won't want no more.
Mississippi blues man Tommy McLennan recorded in Chicago back in 1942 a number called Roll Me Baby. He's best remembered for one of the early versions of Catfish Blues. Before hearing Tommy McLennan, we heard Warner Williams doing an old Big Bill Brunsey tune called I Feel So Good. And music next here on the Blues Box from a new disc by another acoustic blues man. Little G. Weevil is his name. The disc is called Moving. And from the disc, here's a number entitled No Man in My Bed.
In my bed. on this poor boy of mine.
Little Joe McLaren from a disc called Facebook Blues. That's a number called Frenchman Street. He was preceded by Little G Weevil. We heard Little G Weevil from the disc Moving Again. That's a brand new release. He did a tune entitled No Man in My Bed. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to the late Coco Taylor from what was her last disc. Here is the Queen of Chicago Blues. The disc is old school, came out in 2007. Here's Coco from that disc with Bad Rooster.
Yeah. night just to make it all for me. If I could win my plane fare, you know that I'd be flying. If I don't get lucky soon, I'll be hitching on down the line. I would walk 500 miles, baby. Fender, I could not get no buyer. I'd sell a four quarter to hear your voice across the wire. I would walk 500 miles, baby. Well, 99 pair of shoes. Honey, ain't nothing I wouldn't go through just to make it all home. Just to make it on home to you. Yeah, walk 500 miles.
Bill Perry on guitar and vocals from a disc called Crazy Kind of Life. That one came out in 2002 on Blind Pig Records. Bill Perry back in the 80s was the main guitarist for Richie Havens. He also toured with Garth Hudson, Levon Helm, and unfortunately he had a heart condition. He passed away in 2007 at the age of 48. Quite a fine talent. Before we heard Bill Perry, we heard Coco Taylor. We heard Coco from her 2007 release, Old School. She did a number called Bad Rooster. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday anyway. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. That's followed by Freetown Radio at 3 p.m., hosted by Roger Cash. Then music resumes tonight here on Public Radio for Acadiana at 7 o'clock. Lee Kleinpeter will be in with big band swings and other things. Joanna Devine will be up at 9 o'clock tonight with the Avalon Variety Hour, followed by James Van Way and his program Out on the Fringe. And, of course, great Zydeco and Cajun music tomorrow, virtually all day. A lot of good music coming away this weekend on Public Radio. To move us on up to Nick Spitzer and American Roots, we're going to go back to October of 1939. Listen to the great troika of boogie-woogie pianists Albert Ammons, Meade Lux Lewis, and Pete Johnson. They're going to do a number four. It's called Boogie Woogie Prayer. Again, this one will take us up to American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Have a great weekend.